أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Islam is a comprehensive way of life, and its precepts and rules and regulations addresses all dimensions of human nature. Life, as we ought to know by now, is much more than working and striving, weeping and crying. There is plenty more to life, lighter avenues as well. As they say, there's a time to laugh and a time to cry. And remember what the Rasul told, Handala ya Handala, Sa'a wa Sa'a. There's a time for something here and a time for something else, the time for this and a time for that. As a reflection of many different types of extremities we find among some of us, there are those who avoid humor altogether. And they in fact consider humor as un-Islamic. And they use a quote of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to justify that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in hadith documented in Sahih Muslim, لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. If you knew what I know, you would laugh less and cry more. It's an advice. It's not a law banning you or preventing you from laughing or smiling. Now, prophetic traditions like these are well known, but the unintended impact of such traditions have been construed or misconstrued by some in such a manner that some people forget and others even refuse to have a sense of humor altogether. Indeed, the more religious some people consider themselves, the less likely they are to smile and the least likely they are to laugh. Some people wear their religiosity with such suffocating self-awareness that it robs them and even those around them the ability to positively relate to other people in a pleasant manner. You see, seriousness is not a sign of piety. It's merely an expression of unpleasantness. On the contrary, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described by his cousin, his father's brother Harith, son Abdullah bin Harith, who knew the Prophet all his life, said, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَكْثَرُ تَبَسُّمًا مِنْ وَجْهِ أَوْ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Hadith documented by Imam al-Tirmidhi. I've never seen, this is the cousin of the Rasul, said, I've never seen anyone more smiling, more regularly smiling, more constantly smiling than the Prophet of Allah. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, though we know when he laughed, he had the habit of not laughing loudly or with his mouth wide open. He used to laugh with a smile almost. You know, in the Quran, Allah makes reference to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Remember in Surah An-Naml, where he picked up the communication of the ant, and they said, let's move out of the way before Sulaiman and his army trample us. And the Quran documents Sulaiman's response, alayhi salam, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّنْ قَوْلِهَا وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي. Very famous, well-known part of the Quran. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا. He smilingly laughed. And that was a sunnah of many of the prophets. Their laughter was more a broad smile than an open, loud laughter. But smiling they did, and laugh they did. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a warm, gentle, friendly, inviting disposition. Imagine a person you see constantly smiling. He mourned and he cried, he smiled and he laughed, depending on the situation as it warranted it. And he witnessed the laughter of those around him, and he even inspired and motivated laughter and humor amongst his companions. An example of this is Suhaib al-Rumi, one of the companions who was a foreigner, embraced Islam. He had a great sense of wit, a man who traveled much. And the Prophet enjoyed joking with him. So once Shuaib had an ailment in the eye. He had, you know, some infection in the eye. And he was eating some dates. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jokingly said to him, "Atakul rutub wa fi aynika ramad?" Rasul said, "Are you eating dates with an ailing eye?" And he wittily remarked and jokingly said to Rasulullah, "Wa ayyu ba'sin ya Rasulullah, inni akulu bi'ayni al-ukhra." He said, "Don't worry, ya Rasulullah, no problem, my other eye is okay." So he's making a joke, you know the Prophet making a joke. So he responded jokingly, "My one eye is damaged, but my other eye is good." Because you don't eat with your eye, so the Rasulullah is making a joke. Then there was a lady, very well-known tradition, where a lady came to the Prophet, or rather, there was a man first, who came from the desert. He was a Bedouin, and the Rasul loved him a lot. And he wasn't the man who was best looking among people, and people used to ignore him, but the Rasul used to love him a lot. His name was Zahir bin Hizam. Zahir bin Hizam. So he used to sell things in the market, come from the desert, sell stuff. And one day while he was selling things in the market, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came behind him and closed his eyes and said, "Take a guess who it is." And eventually the person turned around, it was the Prophet. So the Prophet grabbed him and he said, "Who will buy this?" And he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm worthless." He said, "No, nobody will be able to afford you." See, a person was outcast by the people, but the Prophet said to him. So someone said, "Ya Rasulullah, atamzah, do you make jokes?" He said, "Inni la amzahu wa ma aqulu illa haqqa." I do make jokes, but even in my jokes, I don't say anything except what is true. That brings me to another very famous incident of a lady who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this is documented by Imam al-Tirmidhi. An elderly woman came to the Rasul, said, "Ya Rasul, I'm an elderly woman like me, will I enter paradise?" And the Rasul said, "Inna al-jannah la yadkhuluha ajuz." No old person will be in paradise. No old person will be in paradise. The lady left, but she was upset. So the Prophet said, "No. Haven't you read the Quran? Inna ansha'nahunna insha'an faja'alnahunna abkaran uruban atraba." That we will create you anew in the heaven. You'll be revived in such a way as if you are a new creation, young, compassionate, and amicable. So no old person will be in paradise while in paradise. Everybody will be young. So no old people will be there. And then she smiled. Then there was Auf bin Malik. There's numerous in Sunan Abu Dawud. Now he was rather a very big man, rather huge man. So it was at the expedition of Tabuk, they say. And he came into he made wudu and so on, and he found the Rasul was alone in his tent, small tent the Rasul had. So he's a very big man. And he came into the tent, he put his head, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, can I come in?" The Rasul said, "Yeah, come in. The whole of you, not only the part of you." And he said, "Then I came in everything of myself." You see? What we are trying to say from all of this is the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the kind of disposition he had. Sometimes the image we have of the Prophet is an image of either cultural background or assumption of the Prophet, which is not what the Prophet really was. Let's go to the Prophet's wife, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, hadith documented in Sunan of An-Nisa'i. They asked her to describe the Prophet, and she said these words. وَتَصِفُ عَائِشَ radiallahu anha رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فَتَقُولُ كان ألين الناس وأكرم الناس وكان رجلا من رجالكم إلا أنه كان ضحاكا بساما. She said, the Prophet was the most lenient of people, the most generous of people. He was like a man among other people, except he used to laugh and smile. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.